Iranians mark the ninth anniversary of Islam's holy prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him. Tehran substitute Friday prayers leader warns over enemies' plots to make sedition in Iraq. Pakistani protesters condemn recent deadly attack in Quetta. More U.S.-led troops are killed in Afghanistan. And industrial output drops in Spain. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello everyone, and welcome to this edition of Iranian and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Iranians across the country mourn the demise anniversary of Islam's holy prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the martyrdom of his grandson Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, the second revered Imam of Shias. Millions of Iranians whom all over the country marked the tragic events on Friday, the 28th day of the month of Safar, the second month in the lunar calendar, marks the demise of Prophet Muhammad and the martyrdom of his elder grandson, Imam Hassan Mujtaba. Iranians are also mourning the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Reza, peace be upon him, the eighth Imam of Shias, who was martyred on the last day of the month of Safar. Tehran substitute Friday prayers leader Ayatollah Ahmad Jannati has warned Muslim nations against the U.S. and Zionist regime plots to divide Muslims. Addressing worshippers, the cleric said the U.S. and Zionist regime are behind Iraq's recent unrest. He said Washington is seeking to create a situation similar to the Syria and Iraq, adding all ethnic factions in Iraq, including all Shia and Sunni Muslims, should come together based on the command of the Holy Quran to defuse such plots. He also pointed to the continued crackdown of peaceful Bahraini protesters by the Saudi-backed regime forces, saying the oppressed people of Bahrain should continue their approach toward democracy and resist against difficulties to make better future for upcoming generations. Reminding the sedition of post-presidential election in Iran in 2009, Ayatollah Jannati expressed that the U.S. and Zionist regime, as well as other related elements, including Mujahideen Khalq terrorist organization, were seeking to disturb the safety of elections and provoke social political unrest. However, he mentioned that Iranian nation have a high political insight and are vigilant about the repetition of similar sedition. Three days of mourning have been announced in Pakistan following the Thursday bloody blasts, which left at least 135 people killed and over 320 others injured. Out of the four blasts, three hit Quetta, capital city of Pakistan, southwest Balochistan province, bordering Afghanistan and Iran, while another hit a preaching center in the country's northwest district of Sawat. In condemning such bloody attacks, Pakistani Shia Muslims also staged a protest rally on Friday in Karachi. The protesters took to the streets chanting slogans against the United States, which they said supports terrorism in the country. A similar rally was also held in Quetta, where demonstrators demanded the deployment of army forces in the city to enhance security. The head of Human Rights Watch in Pakistan has also censured Islamabad for failing to protect Pakistan's Shia community against terrorist attacks. Shiites in a southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta, hit by a brutal insurgency attack, refused to bury their dead on Friday. The protesters demanded Islamabad to do more to protect them from what has become a barrage of bombings and shootings against a minority sect. The move comes a day after two bomb blasts, the worst in a series of attacks across Pakistan since 2007, killed at least 135 people. Most of the dead were Shias.
We want safety for all our religious sake, and all security measures should be taken for our safety. At the moment, 135 bodies are with us, and we will not bury them until the government fulfills all our demands.
Meantime, at least 9 NATO fuel tankers struck by a rocket attack in Pakistan's southwestern province of Balochistan. The rockets targeted a NATO supply terminal in the Hazarganj area in the provincial capital of Quetta. 2 people were killed in the attack and 3 others were wounded. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack on the oil tankers. A bomb explosion has killed a Spanish trooper in Afghanistan's northwestern province of Baghdiz, as attacks against the U.S.-led foreign forces rise in the country. The incident occurred on Friday as Sergeant David Fernandez Arena was defusing a bomb planted on a road near the Galano district. NATO said another U.S.-led foreign trooper had been killed in western Afghanistan, targeted by an improvised explosive device. Also, a U.S. soldier was killed in an attack in eastern Afghanistan on Thursday. Spain currently has about 1,400 troops in Afghanistan, which is due to leave the country by the end of 2014. 37 Spaniards have so far been killed in attacks on Afghanistan. And here's another look at tonight's top stories. Iranians mark the ninth anniversary of Islam's holy prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him. Tehran substitute Friday prayers leader warns over enemies' plots to make sedition in Iraq. Pakistani protesters condemn the recent deadly attack in Quetta. More U.S.-led troops are killed in Afghanistan. And industrial output drops in Spain. Iraqis have staged pro-government demonstrations in several cities to express support for Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Maliki supporters took to the streets in the holy city of Najaf and the southern city of Basra on Friday to call for authorities to resist demands to change anti-terror laws. They also slammed calls for abolishing a law that forbids former Ba'ath party members from taking office. Meantime, anti-government protesters rallied in Baghdad and other parts of Iraq, demanding the repeal of anti-terror laws and release of prisoners. Protesters also continue to block off a highway linking Iraq to Syria and Jordan for the 20th successive day in the western province of Al-Anbar. Maliki has already promised to consider some of the protesters' demands, but he has warned of police intervention if protesters cause chaos. International envoy Lakhdar Brahimi called for a political solution to end Syria's crisis on Friday. Brahimi made the remark after his closed-door talks with U.S. Deputy Secretary of State William Burns and Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogdanov.
We stressed again that, in our view, there was no military solution to this conflict. We underscored the necessity to reach a political solution based on the Geneva Communique of the 30th of June 2012. If you are asking me whether a solution is around the corner, I'm not sure that is the case. What I am certain of is that there is an absolute necessity for people to continue to work for such a peaceful solution.
In Portugal, the economic crisis is developing widely in every corner, while it has affected many sectors, including a union for taxi drivers. Our correspondent has more from Lisbon.
Riding a taxi is more expensive. In Lisbon, the starting price is for 3.25 euros when it was just 2 euros and will be applied to the first 1,800 meters and not the 220 as so far. In addition, each impulse becomes to be 24 seconds and costs 10 cents. The price practiced until now was 15 cents for each 36 seconds. The rates were not updated in the last 2 years, but the taxi drivers obligated the Ministry of Economy to approve the increases. During the night, the rate is getting worse 20% compared to the 2.5 by day. The price rises with an initial run of 126 meters to 3.90 euros. Not all taxi drivers have updated rates, but new prices will come sooner or later. It's a price increase that has no counterpart in the Portuguese salary. Will the Portuguese no longer take a taxi? Pedro Miguel Silva, Shabaki Kabar, Lisbon.
New official data shows that Spain's industrial output dropped in November as the recession-hit country continues to grapple with economic problems. According to figures published by the National Statistics Institute on Friday, output from factories, mines, and utilities fell 7.2% from a year earlier. The Spanish economy collapsed into recession in the second half of 2008, taking with it millions of jobs. Unemployment currently stands at above 25%. Employees of Greece's Hellenic Post Bank have once again held a demonstration in the capital, Athens, to protest against plans by the government to privatize state-controlled banks. On Friday, Hellenic Post Bank employees gathered near the bank headquarters to express discontent with plans, saying the government should change its austerity plans. The Greek government has announced plans to sell off of the country's national banks. Hellenic Post Bank employees are likely to lose their jobs if the government sticks to its harsh strategy that it has adopted to manage the economic crisis. The bank has over 2,000 employees. Athens has introduced austerity measures and other debt-cutting methods to meet the conditions set by the European Union for receiving a 34.3 billion euro aid package. And finally, before wrapping up, French Foreign Ministry on Friday urged French expatriates to leave Mali after military tensions escalate in the Western African country. The ministry said it is highly recommended to those whose presence is not necessary in Mali to leave the country via commercial airlines. Due to risks of escalating military tensions in the country, the military also asked French citizens not to travel to the conflict-torn country. French troops on Friday started military intervention in Mali. And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of IRIN in English News. Join us with the latest updates at 2 a.m. local time. Till then, stay tuned. Goodbye.